From Radio Cayman's newsroom, I'm Shanda Gallego with your latest news. His Excellency Governor Martin Roper and Premier the Honorable Wayne Panton are set to get their COVID-19 booster shots this morning at the Lions Centre. It's a show of support for the newly expanded program, which provides free boosters for healthcare workers, the extremely vulnerable, and those aged 50 and older. Only those whose second shot was 6 months ago are eligible. Also today, government is holding a live press briefing at 1 p.m. The topic, the border reopening plan. Starting today, the Royal Cayman Islands Police Service will be shifting their focus of its ongoing traffic enforcement operations under the name Operation Quaker and targeting nighttime speeding and drunk driving, especially where serious traffic incidents have been occurring. Officials say the renewed focus of Operation Quaker will include increased police presence and traffic enforcement at known hotspots, including speeding enforcement at various locations, along with vehicle checkpoints and high visibility patrols. Members of the public should be aware that police officers will be prosecuting all traffic offenses, particularly speeding and driving under the influence, throughout the weekends. In an effort to help those facing financial hardships due to isolation requirements, Water Authority Cayman is suspending disconnections in Grand Cayman and Cayman Brac for 30 days, effective October 12th. Radio Cayman's April Cummings has more.
The company says it made the decision to help the most vulnerable in our community as we transition to living with COVID. The suspension will provide a grace period to all people currently in isolation who may be having challenges paying their bills in order to avoid disconnection. Those who can pay, though, are encouraged to do so by using the Pay My Bill button on the homepage of the Water Authority website. Customers who are having continuing financial difficulties and can't make full payments are encouraged to contact the authority's customer service team so that they can make arrangements for a payment agreement. You can reach them at info@waterauthority.ky or by calling 94WATER. That's 949-2837. If you are a tenant, please discuss the matter with your landlord because the landlord will need to provide approval. April Cummings, Radio Cayman News.
In other local news, the Department of Children and Family Services, DCFS, has chosen 5 ambassadors for Older Persons Month 2021 this October.
2 ambassadors from the Sister Islands are Mr. George Walton and Miss Lynn Walton. They're actually a couple. And then we have from Bodentown, Mr. Denniston Tibbetts. From Georgetown, Mr. Dale Ramon. And from West Bay, Miss Alice May Coe. And they represent Grand Cayman.
Social work manager for the elderly services team, Cassandra Farron, says the ambassadors are true representation of those actively aging. As the faces of this annual observance, the ambassadors will be expected to attend several of the events coordinated by the department and share their own life stories. At the end of the month, a formal recognition ceremony will be held for them where they will be presented with an award for their service. This year's theme is Digital Equity for All Ages. You can find out more by checking out dcfs.gov.ky. That is your latest local news. We now turn to the BBC with a check of international news. That's it from me. From Radio Cayman's newsroom, I'm Shanda Gallego.
BBC News with Eileen McHugh. Detectives have questioned the Hollywood actor Alec Baldwin after he fired a prop gun that killed the cinematographer and wounded the director of his latest film. They were shot on set in New Mexico with a weapon that's supposed to fire blanks. Police say no charges had been filed and no arrests made. President Biden has said the United States would come to Taiwan's defence if it were attacked by China. The remarks are a departure from a long-standing US policy of being vague about its commitments to the island, which China considers to be a rogue province. Ethiopia says its air force has carried out another strike on the Tigray regional capital, Mekelle. A spokesperson said it targeted a training centre used by Tigrayan rebels. The Tigray People's Liberation Front said the city's university had been hit. Police in Bangladesh say at least 7 people have been killed in a gun battle inside a Rohingya refugee camp. The conflict was apparently between rival refugee factions. More than 1 million people are living in the Bangladeshi camps. BBC News.